This is CBS Eye on the World, Behind the Black. We're going to the planet Mars with Perseverance. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob, I'm looking at a picture that you tell me to click on. The full image is fabulous. What is Noretva Hills? What are we looking at?
Yes, this is Perseverance. During the solar conjunction, when the sun was between the Earth and the Moon and Mars, no communications could go on. But they had programmed Perseverance, while it sat there, out of touch with Earth, to take a high-resolution 360-degree panorama of its location, the entire looking across at the horizon of all of Jezero crater. And so I've posted a part of that, a lower-resolution version of part of that panorama, specifically looking to the west at the gap in the crater rim in which a flow once came through, possibly water, possibly ice. And so that's where Perseverance will eventually be going, and I've got marked on the images that I posted on Behind the Black the anticipated route. Of course, it's changed, but that's the anticipated route. And the Noretva Vallis is the gap. That's the name of the gap, and you can see it on the picture and on the map that I provide as well to give context. In the same thing, we got Perseverance getting an idea of where it's going to go eventually. This picture looks somewhere in this picture is Ingenuity sitting after its 67th flight. It has not done the 68th flight, even though they announced they'd do it on December 9th. We're not sure why, but I suspect it has to do with communications between Perseverance and Ingenuity. They've got to have good line of sight, and they might not have it right now, John.
I've been clicking on the picture, Bob, that you give us. The resolution. Yeah. The detail is very good. If you go to a close-up, you can see that we're talking about billions of years of red dust accumulating around what were rocks of some kind.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Yeah. All right. Let us go on to South Korea's lunar orbiter Danuri. What have we got?
South Korea a few years ago launched this orbiter to the moon. It was their first lunar orbiter. They got it into orbit. It's still functioning around the moon. But Nature published a summary of the science results from this spacecraft, from this orbiter. And one of its instruments was called ShadowCam. I posted these images before. It's an NASA instrument, actually. It's designed to actually look in the shadows of the permanently shadowed craters and use the bounced ambient light to see what's there. This is a camera that's looking at very low light situations. If it looked at the bright light, it would overexpose. But it was able to get good pictures of those permanently shadowed craters in the South Pole and discover there's no apparent ice there, at least visibly. That doesn't mean it's not there impregnated in the soil, but there's no obvious ice, nothing like on Mars, nothing looks like glaciers, it just looks like the moon, craters. The other instrument was a gamma ray detector, which was supposed to look at the surface of the moon for chemical stuff, but it actually ended up doing a lot of intergalactic astronomy, detecting gamma ray bursts. And the third one was a magnetic instrument that looked at the magnetic field of the moon and discovered that for some reason the far side has more electrical conductivity than the near side. And the scientists say this doesn't make sense and they don't understand it, and I just put that up to the uncertainty of science. It's good. We don't know, and that's good.
120 years. Boy, Bob, that's fast. What happened 120 years ago?
120 years ago this week, the Wright brothers achieved the first powered flight, airplane flight at Kitty Hawk. They flew a very short distance, but they flew on a powered airplane. And so that occurred 120 years ago. NASA did a report about this, honoring them, and also pointing out that small pieces of that Kitty Hawk plane have flown on a number of NASA missions, including the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, to honor them, including a piece that's on Ingenuity right now on Mars, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS, Eye on the World, 120 years after powered man flight, and we're looking at Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.